"Don't I know you?" he started. Then recognition struck. The older man's eyes went wide. Much faster than Mr. Bozu ever expected, Frank Miller pulled back his right arm and nailed Mr. Bozu in the eye.
"Shit!"
Mr. Bozu gasped, staggering back, belatedly trying to cover his face. The old geezer didn't wait. He went for Mr. Bozu's kidneys, got him with a good 3 or 4 jabs that would definitely have him coughing up blood later tonight. Miller launched his right hook again. Enough was enough. Mr. Bozu held up his meaty hand. He caught Miller's blow in his palm, then he wrapped his fingers around the older man's hand and bore down hard. The blood drained out of Miller's face, and for the first time, fear appeared in his eyes.
"Tell me where the boy is."
Miller didn't speak.
"I know you have him. She had nowhere else to go. Of course she brought him to you."
Mr. Bozu forced back Miller's hand now, bending the wrist until the man's knuckles nearly touched his own forearm. Miller went bug-eyed with the pain.
"You can tell me sooner, or you can tell me later, but I'm going to get the information. The only question is, how much will you suffer?"
"Fuck you,"
Miller said. Then he surprised them both by kicking Mr. Bozu in the kneecap. Mr. Bozu went down. Startled, he released his grip on the man's hand, and Miller promptly bolted for the kitchen. Mr. Bozu sighed. There was only one thing left to do. He got out the knife. Mr. Bozu entered the kitchen just as Miller reached into the utility closet. Mr. Bozu had a split-second warning, then he was staring down the barrel of a shotgun. He didn't wait. He sprung forward, left arm outstretched to grab the gun barrel and force it up, even as Miller fumbled with the trigger. The gun didn't go off, and Mr. Bozu didn't expect that it would. Few people left a loaded shotgun lying around the house, particularly given the presence of a child. Miller's retrieval of the gun told Mr. Bozu something else. The utility closet was only inches from the back door. Surely Miller had had enough time to run out, flee to safety. Instead, he'd chosen to take a stand. The boy was somewhere in the house. That's why Miller hadn't run. He couldn't bring himself to leave his grandson. Noble, Mr. Bozu thought idly, as he drove the serrated blade into the soft spot beneath the man's ribs. Miller made a curious wet sound, not a scream, not a groan, almost a sigh, a man who knew what was coming next.
"Sorry to hear about the wife,"
Mr. Bozu said.
"Otherwise I would have done her next."
He pulled the knife over and up. It didn't take much after all. The old man collapsed, a shriveled husk on the kitchen floor. Mr. Bozu remembered to step back more quickly this time. He didn't want to ruin a second pair of shoes. He washed up in the kitchen sink, grimacing at the sight of blood still staining his shirt sleeve, and now fresh splatters on his pants. No doubt about it, he was a mess. He rinsed the knife before returning it to the sheath wrapped around his calf. Then he went to search the house. He found the boy upstairs, in a room decorated with faded pink and purple flowers. As he pushed open the door, the boy said in a hopeful sort of voice,
"Mommy?"
Mr. Bozu smiled. First time he'd seen the boy was in the hospital, the night he went after the doctor. That night the boy had called him Daddy. It was nice to know Mr. Bozu could be so loved. He pushed all the way into the room, and the boy sat up on the bed. For a moment they regarded each other soberly. The boy was small, pale, and sickly. Mr. Bozu was huge, heavily muscled, and stained with blood.
"So,"
Mr. Bozu said at last,
"would you like to see a puppy?"
The boy held out his hand. As they were leaving the house, the phone rang. Mr. Bozu didn't have to be a psychic to know who it would be. He picked up the phone. "Dad," Catherine said.
"Catherine,"
Mr. Bozu said.
"Oh, my God."
"Hey, Cat. Your son says hi."